Module B, Tour Operator. Lesson 1, Tour Operator Activity. Tour operators are enterprises that plan, produce, and sell tourist packages. Depending on the width and depth of their product portfolio, they can be 1. Generalist tour operators, which have many product lines containing many products. 2. Specialist tour operators, which have few product lines containing few products. Depending on the geographic area where they operate, it is possible to distinguish between 1. Incoming tour operators, which offer tourist packages in their own country aimed at foreign customers. 2. Outgoing tour operators, which offer tourist packages aimed at domestic customers who want to travel abroad. 3. Domestic tour operators, which offer tourist packages in their own country aimed at domestic customers. A tour operator activity may consist in organizing 1. A ready-made package tour. 2. A customized package tour. The main differences between these two activities are that planning a ready-made package tour, a tour operator operates in its own name and on its own behalf. Since it produces them without any specific request by a customer, but on the basis of the trends of the tourist market. Planning customized package tours, a tour operator operates as tour organizer, in its own name, but on behalf of somebody else, since it produces them on the basis of the customer's demand. Thus, compiling a package tour involves more risks. The operational cycle of package tour planning consists of 1. Design. 2. Development. 3. Pricing. 4. Drawing up the travel plan. 5. Marketing and sales. 6. Tour management. 7. Checking. A tour package design or planning step requires careful analysis of the tourist market, identification of the destination area and its attractions, identification of the customer target, specification of a brief itinerary. The step following the design is the development, which consists of contacting service suppliers, selecting service suppliers, stipulating contracts with chosen suppliers. A tour operator's main service providers are the accommodation facilities, transport, catering enterprises, and the undertakings providing access and reception services. The main contracts that a tour operator can conclude are one-off contracts, allotment contracts, empty in exchange for full contracts. With a one-off contract, a tour operator purchases a service from a supplier upon payment of a confidential price or confidential net price. With an allotment contract, a tour operator finds an agreement with a service supplier so as to have a certain number of accommodation available for certain periods, reserving the right to confirm the actual use or not within a pre-established date, release date. On the accommodation sold, the trade agreements between the service supplier and the tour operator can imply a net price or confidential net price or a commission percentage that can be either net or gross. With the empty in exchange for full contract, a tour operator purchases the availability of a certain number of accommodation space from the service supplier, undertaking to pay the price agreed, irrespective of actual use. For a tour operator, compared to the allotment contract, empty in exchange for full involves significant economic risk, economic advantage, careful market and market trend analysis, high financial risks. The choice for a tour operator between signing an allotment or an empty in exchange for full contract should be made on the basis of the experience gained, taking into consideration the conditions offered by the service suppliers, the trends of the tourist market, the competitors' behavior.